When you walk through the ER at Augusta University Medical Center, your senses are bombarded by the sights and sounds of people in distress. This is Dr. Richard Swartz's world. Swartz is chairman of the Emergency Medicine Department at the Medical College of Georgia at Augusta University. His bio reads like a Hollywood action hero. He's a U.S. Army Special Forces veteran with 20-odd years as a trauma surgeon. Swartz has seen horrific things, like the boycott tossing eggs at a house one Halloween.
The homeowner had come out with a high-powered rifle and jumped up onto the hood of the car and shot down at the driver. And honestly, I've never talked to anyone about this. I, to this day, still think about that kid. And he's laying on the gurney, looked perfectly normal. You roll him over and the back of his head was missing.
Georgia has about 1,500 gun homicides each year. Swartz says he's seen hundreds of cases like that. Over the years, he's learned to cope. Younger ER doctors have the benefit of stress inoculation training, where they're subject to fake but ultra-realistic scenarios. The hope is that when they face real trauma, their emotional immune system will kick in and allow them to do the jobs they need to do in spite of the horrors they see around them. First responders can't steer clear of emotional trauma either. Mike Wheeler is a veteran emergency medical technician who turns to God to help him cope. And he keeps a close watch on less experienced EMTs for signs of distress.
I had to physically go and pick up someone from the street and take them to a council service, wait in the parking lot for them, and then spend a couple hours with them to make sure they had somebody that could keep an eye on them.
Looking for Tasha Pritchett.
Keeping an eye on first responders in distress is part of Tasha Pritchett's job. From her small office in a nondescript building on the southwest side of Augusta, she counts among her clients medical workers who've experienced emotional trauma.
There is no magic potion to say you're going to get rid of this stuff. I focus on how they're coping with it and make them normalize some things. You know, you're not mentally ill. You're having a reaction to a very traumatic, stressful situation. But I don't try to lie to them and say, you're going to get over it.
Pritchett says the trauma she experiences while helping first responders has led her to seek counseling on more than one occasion.
Because I had some personal stuff going on, and then with the weight of the stuff at work, it felt unbearable.
And that's when people like Dr. Christy Christopher Holloway come in.
How are you?
She's a clinician with a private practice in the metro Atlanta area, not too far from a popular coffee shop in Smyrna.
There is the perception that we have it all together or are supposed to have it all together. We're human too. A preacher needs a preacher, a lawyer needs a lawyer, and yes, your therapist needs a therapist.
Dr. Christopher Holloway says she advises counselors to practice self-care, whether it's prayer and meditation, regular vacations, or even hobbies, and to maintain a support system.
And hopefully they're getting another therapist, so everybody's kind of, you know, this therapist is seeing their therapist, and they're seeing their therapist, and so it's this domino effect, they're seeing each other.
Who takes care of the counselors who look after the first responders, who help people going through the worst or last day of their lives? The answer is counselors reminding their colleagues to use the techniques they teach others. As Tasha Pritchett says, there is no magic potion. For GPB News, I'm Drew Dawson.